Tell them to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Robin Banks.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
I love this show.
Me too.
You're a dad.
Yeah, I am.
Which means you have a kid.
Yay!
That's how sharp I am right now.
Need to change 13.
When you see said child at the end of the day, what would you ask her?
I always ask her, who was the naughtiest in school?
Right.
Who was the best in school?
Right.
What was the best thing about her day? What did she learn? What Arabic words did she learn?
You're doing parenting wrong.
Oh, wow. Okay, brilliant.
There's actually some key questions that you should be asking. Okay. Now, psychologists came up with this, so they're right and you're wrong.
Oh, of course. Yeah, let me get a bit of paper here.
If you would.
Yeah,
I'm just going to give you a few of these.
Yeah.
You should include, tell me a story or some school gossip.
Tell me a story. That's a nice one. Ooh, a story. Yeah, of course it is. But her stories just involve dinosaurs that are purple.
Well, exactly.
And then they don't really go anywhere.
Yeah, they're probably quite lengthy. What are the names of the toys you played with today?
Well, names of the toys. That's good. I like that. Names of toys. Yeah, good.
We've also got a personal favourite.
Yeah.
Who is taller, mummy or your teacher?
Who is taller? I like these. These are good.
This one.
These are different.
Outstanding, especially bearing in mind her age. Where are you off to with your friends this week?
If she answers it, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, a little trip down to Salala.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, kid.
It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
Do you like Mexican food?
I do, I really do.
What do you like? Do you like fajitas?
Oh,
what
I do.
You like fajitas?
And I like a burrito.
Do you like a burrito?
You've got to be really hungry for that, because that is like five meals in one.
I like a burrito. And sometimes I like two burritos. And two burritos in Spanish is?
Dos burritos.
Dos burritos.
Yep.
Which sounds like?
Two burritos.
No, it sounds like a song we're playing at the moment.
Oh, you mean Despacito?
Despacito! Dos burritos!
No.
Yes!
No.
Oh, yes!
No.
The server is heading my direction. I already know what I'm selecting, yeah. Today it's Mexican we are having, yeah. Oh, you are the greatest thing I will eat today. But my intestines don't feel the same way. So I'm gonna savor every bite slowly, slowly. Dos burritos. Hey buddy, are you gonna eat those? Another order over here for these hosts. And chips and salsa for me, amigos. Burrito, burrito, bottle tapatio. Some onions, some pico, and lots of jalapeno.
It's so deliciosa. I shove it in mi boca.
Dos burritos slams my gut like dos torpedos. I warn my friends, I yell peligro. But it's too late, cause there she blows. Dos burritos.
Get up.
Gotta get up.
Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up.
Gotta get up.
Robin and George, we love you.
Oh.
And we listen to you.
Thank you. I think they're in the middle of a sentence. And then their finger slipped. Because there's a second message. There's the end bit of the message coming up. Nice one, 675. Okay, here we go. Here's part two of that message.
Hi, Robin and George. This is Renard and Touch. We love you.
That was take two. It didn't have as much impact as take one.
Robin and George.
Did it?
We love you. So we listen to you.
Start. Yeah, brilliant start. And then they probably, when they slid their finger off, it was like, oh no, it's sent now.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Well, I've got to send another one. This is High FM. Have you heard the news about the hackers that got hold of the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
No.
They're holding it to ransom.
No, I think I have heard about this, as in they... It's Disney, isn't it? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
they've said to Disney that if they don't give them a certain amount of money, they'll release it.
Basically,
Disney said, nah.
Yeah, they're threatening to put it online before the release date, unless Disney pays up. Let's check in right now with Disney's IT department for the latest.
Goofy! Do you have any idea how much this is going to cost us?
That's just
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
It's on between One Direction members Liam Payne and Harry Styles.
Ooh.
That's what people are saying after Liam dissed Harry's new song, Sign of the Times. Except I'm thinking he didn't really diss it.
What did he say?
Right, this is what he said. I've got the audio right here.
Harry's song, I heard, and I'll be honest with you, it's not my sort of music, so it's not something I'd listen to, but I think he did a great job of doing what he wanted to do. That's the way I'd put it best, I think. And I think I think the funny thing is he'd say the same thing about me because he doesn't really listen to hip-hop music, whereas it's like my song's more Braxy and his song's more of a different era to something I listen to, I guess.
That's what he said.
Burn.
Well, is it really?
It's a bit of a burn, but mind you, have you seen the way they're both dressing these days?
No, I haven't.
Harry Styles has taken to wearing mustard-coloured flares.
Nice.
Or a suit that actually could be made out of a picnic blanket. And Liam has got some bling!
It's actually refreshing to hear someone being real instead of just saying, oh yeah, it's great.
No, if he'd have been real, he would have said it's rubbish, I hate it. I'd never like that guy and I don't like his music.
It's like how Zayn Malik said he wasn't really into One Direction after he left the group.
I didn't like it, I didn't like any of it. Give the money back then.
So these guys were thrown into an arranged pop music marriage when they were teenagers and they made a hell of a lot of money together.
Stop it, you're breaking my heart.
But 7 years later, they're allowed to have different tastes.
That's fine. Robin Banks. Warning, you are now
entering a bad taste zone. This is High FM. Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Hello.
Hello. I stopped to get some cash out in Currum yesterday at Mars. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yes.
And right in front of me on the pavement, right outside Mars, was a pigeon just before the steps going up into the shop.
So it's just a pigeon on the steps, minding its own business, going about its weekly shop.
And I wanted to kick it.
Why?
It was two steps away from me, right in front of me. It had its back to me.
Is this historical beef with the pigeon race?
No.
Oh,
just because.
Pigeon?
Well,
is it because it had its back to you?
Because pigeons walk along like nothing can touch them. And they're all like something.
Are you referring to pigeons are arrogant in the way they stride?
But I can't kick pigeons.
Swagger.
Because there's always people around.
You can't kick pigeons.
Oh no, that guy just kicked a pigeon in broad daylight.
But there's got to be a reason for this anger.
No.
Really?
I don't know.
Have you ever come a cropper of the business end of a pigeon, let's say? Because I have.
Not that I can remember.
As I was going out once. Yeah. But thanks for that. Yeah, all my makeup done, nice top on.
Where'd he get you?
Shoulder. And then
yeah.
I sat down next to this guy because I hadn't actually realised. Yeah. And he pointed it out. So I went, and it ended up on him. But I still don't want to kick pigeons, even
well, I don't
after that.
Know why I actually wanted to kick this pigeon, but I just did. If I kicked a pigeon in the morning and then something bad happened to me later that day, at least maybe I could get to say, well, at least I kicked a pigeon this morning.
Would you not think that's karma for kicking the pigeon this morning?
No, I wouldn't. I would think it's both relaxing and invigorating.
What's wrong with you? I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland. She's in the middle
morning.
Of a yawn.
That's a huge yawn. Morning.
I was in Mars last night and I saw prune juice.
Quite the shop, I mean.
All right, well, hang on. What is prune juice?
Well, you'd think it's juice and prunes,
right.
But why you'd want that, I don't know.
No, but how can it be the juice of prunes? Because prunes are dried plums.
Yeah, but surely you just mash them up and put them in water or something like
well,
that.
Well, how hard is it going to be to squeeze prunes that are dried plums?
It's just other things to do with your brain, though, isn't there? I mean,
it's like 21,000 prunes squeezed and we got one glass.
Because you can also get plum juice. So is that
yes.
then different to prune juice?
Well, I don't know.
How are you sucking me into this? What?
Well, this is the stuff that goes through my brain. There is no such thing as prune juice. There can't be. It's plum juice.
But legally, how can you sell it if it's not prune juice?
I don't know. They sell it all over the world.
Yeah.
Then you, the prune, you took credit for the plum.
It died for that. I mean, just give it that.
If you were my co-worker, I'd hate you.
If you worked with a prune. I mean, I'm just going to leave a prune in the studio tomorrow.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere near you. Especially if I were a plum.
Just a little prune by the microphone.
Perhaps prunes are just a bit pushy. It's their nature.
Arrogant prunes. Wake up.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
I know, right? We can't say what we've just done before 7 o'clock.
Because we're naughty.
Yeah, we're very naughty.
No, we can't say.
But is it up on Instagram?
We've got the boomerang up there, but I'll put the video up as
right.
well.
But that's a bit silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're not saying it on the radio, but it's on Instagram.
Yeah, because we're childish.
Yeah, well, he's got his arms folded. Jish has got his arms folded in a defensive pose. But Jish knew did it. George did it and I did it.
Yeah.
If Salim, the boss of Hala, has a go at us, it's all of us.
Yeah,
all
we're
of us
all in
are
this
gone.
Together.
Yeah. I didn't say a word. You guys did.
No, you said hello. I said Jishnu Ram's over there. Yeah, you went, hello.
Yeah.
We were on the air on Hala. We took over Hala for a little bit.
Yeah.
Without Hala knowing. And I'd just like to point out that it was all Jishnu Ram's idea.
Yeah, it was.
Come on.
Yeah. He dragged us in and he did it. Photo, boomerang, and video will be up on Instagram.
Should we tweet them as well?
Let's tweet it as well.
Yeah, why not?
And make sure you tag Hala.
Tag Hala.
Yeah.
Get up and
dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Roiland. This is High FM. Oman.
Oh dear. Have you seen the picture on social media, Jish? On High FM Radio? Not on Facebook. You haven't put this on Facebook, have you?
I haven't, no. Okay.
So this is Instagram. And this is Twitter as well. Do you want to see the picture? This is what we did before 7 o'clock. People are commenting on that.
Yeah, that you look very, very happy on that Twitter picture and also on the Instagram. How smug you look in the, well, the incident.
That happened before 7 o'clock when you made us go into the Hala FM studio.
Yeah, right.
And take over.
Yeah.
Jish is, he's looking like this with his hands in the air, like he's just won.
Success.
Oh, guys, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are. So if Jish isn't here next week, you'll know why. I can imagine him being dragged into the office going, yeah, we're really sorry. But geez, you look so happy. How can you look so happy? At least myself and George, we got just a little smile on our face.
Yeah.
That's all. A little
you
smile.
You can't really claim you didn't know what you were doing because you got thumbs up in the air.
It was all Robin's idea.
It wasn't. Look, do it. Look at the photo. The photo doesn't lie.
It happened. What can I do?
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Hi, FM. Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm Jish Roiland. Good morning. Jish Roiland.
Good morning. Jish Roiland. I need to change the music for this bit.
This is about love.
Love. So
actually, that was quite apt.
French.
Do you feel like you have enough arguments in your marriage?
No, we don't argue.
Then I've got the app for you.
Is it Tinder?
It's not supposed to make you argue. It's called Loved Up. Oh. Apparently a snazzy new app that lets you monitor your relationship.
Oh, wow, I love it.
So what you do is you earn points.
Yeah.
By being good to your other half.
Okay.
If you earn enough points, you can get a little treat that you've agreed on.
Oh, all right.
Like perhaps for Debs, if she's been super good and your sandwiches have been on point all week and you've packed lunchbox.
Take my sandwich, would ya?
Maybe she could go on a girls' night.
She's got to be back by 9, though.
Maybe.
Maybe.
She's got enough points.
Yeah.
However, you can at any point when you see fit deduct points depending on her behaviour.
Oh, I love this app.
So she will always know exactly where she stands.
And this is called Loved Up, yeah?
Yeah, such fun.
I'm downloading it now.
I'm going to get a man just to use this.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Now, we're looking at America and the UK. What are common names for parents to name their offspring?
Chantel?
This is according to research out of the US and the UK. So the fastest growing boy's name in 2016. What do you reckon it was?
Sean?
Good guess. No.
Are you going to tell me?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
The name was Kylo.
Kylo.
After Kylo Ren, the main villain in The Force Awakens.
Which is what? Some kind of Star...
Which is Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Which is a pretty silly way to name your kid. Even my little brother Voldemort agrees.
That's a good one.
Oh, it's where we're at in the world.
Robin Banks and George Roiland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
Jish, the engineer, is really trying to cover himself now.
What's he doing?
He's replied to our tweet saying that it was all your idea and he's put innocent me.
But it doesn't look like that in the photo.
No, it doesn't. But if he thinks this is going to get him out of trouble. No.
If it was investigated. If it was investigated that it was Jish's idea to take over the Hala studio before 7 o'clock when they weren't there, they were out of the studio. But, you know, you don't need to be a highly paid investigator
to work out.
Yeah.
The dude with his thumbs up in the air.
With a big grin on his face in the picture that we put up.
Was probably okay with it.
And then we spoke about the picture on the radio 10 minutes ago, and then he's put that tweet out.
Well done, Jish. Have you seen this story? This is about a guy who actually got his girlfriend to wear her own engagement ring for a year without her knowing.
Oh, something flicked up on my newsfeed about this, but I didn't click on it.
And everyone's saying, oh, it's so nice. No, yeah. It's not. It's really irritating.
So what happened?
It's ridiculous. So on their first year anniversary of getting together,
yeah,
he gives her this wooden necklace that he's made himself.
Oh, I hate him already.
Oh, wooden necklace. If that was me, I'd be like, oh yeah, thanks. I'll put that in a drawer. So anyway, she wore this for a year. Yeah. It's horrible though. Necklace made out of a bit of wood. Dance it to beers. Wrong with these men. So she wears this horrible necklace made of wood for a year.
Yeah.
Things like going to the airport. He then thinks, what if it comes off in the x-ray machine? It didn't. Security concerns, but moving on. He finally decides he's going to propose. So he asks for the necklace back so that he can take a picture of it in the scenic area. And then he takes it apart, proposes, and then she still has to wear this awful necklace. So for me, there's a few things wrong with this. One, a whole year
it's taken
him to do this.
So was the ring in the necklace?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I thought...
when the necklace...
Yeah.
Rings inside. Rings. Made it himself.
I'm so glad I didn't open that story. Because when it flicked up on my newsfeed, I thought that she was like wearing the engagement ring on another finger or something.
No.
And there was more to a story.
Unbeknownst to her.
It was inside a wooden necklace.
Yeah.
Oh, how rubbish.
Plus also for a year, when you like, what were you making your mind up?
And also, what about if she didn't like the necklace?
Right?
Like you, if she was you and didn't like it, and it was in a drawer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's still got to wear the ugly thing afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, no, now there's a story behind it.
Just say no. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is... start breeding.
When someone's taking a picture of you, what do? Let's say I'm taking a picture of you right now.
Okay? And I haven't got the option to hide.
No, don't hide. You can't hide. So I've got my camera up. There it is in my hand.
I want that higher.
Okay,
higher.
So you want the angle up there. So you want to be down below the camera.
Yes.
So it's up there.
Thinner.
Does it make you look thinner?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not this. So it's up there.
Okay.
So
also, lights. So I have not this phone case, but another one has lights around it. That makes you look better.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's not lights.
Right.
Okay, so it's high, and let's just say that there is lights around it.
Okay.
Okay, so what are you going to do now? Pose for me. Right, wrong.
No smile.
But stop smiling in your photos.
Are we talking old school Posh Spice?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
Don't smile in your photos, because it turns out it's not doing you any favours at all. According to this, out of Canada, when you smile in a photo, it makes you look old.
Why?
Because when you're smiling, it really accentuates any wrinkles on your face.
Well, that's a bit sad, though. I don't want to look
useful
in pictures.
So you want a facial expression you should make to look younger, the surprised face, like this. That's it. I think we both nailed it.
So I'm just going to look like a complete half-wit normal
like
pictures.
That. It knocks 2 years off your age. Because it smooths out your wrinkles and your
face.
But
it appears to be constantly shocked by cameras. What is this?
You'd think she'd be used to having her photo taken by now.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello. Yeah.
The radio station is High FM. I'm married, and I've been married to Debbie for
You really need to have worked that out before.
6 or 7 years. And the hardest thing I find about being married is the hypothetical questions, because women love to give you a pop quiz.
It's a trap. It's always a trap.
It's their favourite thing. It's questions that you would never be able to answer, and it's always right before you go to bed.
Are we talking stuff like, if I died, would you remarry? You're supposed to say no.
Firstly, you've got to lay in bed and say, I love you, like 9 million times before you can get any silence. Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. Yeah, I love you. Oh, you forgot that. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Then it goes quiet, okay? It goes quiet for a bit. Baby. And then the dumbest question in the world comes out. If I had no arms and no legs, would you still love me?
No, good night.
Well, that's exactly it, right?
Is that what you said?
They don't think it's funny when you go, no way!
I'm not that keen now.
So now I look like an idiot for not answering a hypothetical question right.
Caught up in your show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Now that I'm waking up.
This is High FM.
Running around, Robin Banks.
Robin Banks.
Jish.
Yep. Morning.
Have you noticed something. Yeah, it's a little hot, isn't it? And have you noticed anything else? Yeah, George isn't here.
Oh, yeah.
Mate. Oh. George is gone.
Where is she?
She's gone, mate, because it's too hot in here.
Is it?
Yeah. She's refusing to work.
You can do your show by your own.
What, I can do it without George?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Why are you taking the easy way out? It's Robin Banks, George Ryland. It's what we do. We do it together.
You were handling the morning show for 1 week, right? When she was off?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. She's not off. She's not on holiday.
Why she's not here?
Well, because it's too hot. She can't work in this. She's got a plaster on. It's your fault. Oh, wait. Is that... Who's that?
I'm sorry. That AC technician.
Take the call. Put it on speakerphone.
Go
on.
Hello. Good morning. Where are you?
Yeah, where are you? It's too hot in here.
Okay.
How soon are they going to be here?
AC is not working here in studio.
Say we're dying. We're dying.
The DJs are complaining.
Yeah, that's me. I'm complaining.
Yeah, 27 degrees Celsius right now.
27 degrees.
Please come.
Please come now.
Yes. You can please come in 15 minutes.
Now. Yeah, please. We don't care. We'll work around them.
Okay.
What's happening, Jish?
We'll come right now.
Right now. Oh. Good. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Welcome back. 79010959 is a WhatsApp digits.
Oi, Jish. Oh. The morning show without Joyce is just so wrong.
So wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not again, please.
What am I supposed to do?
Not again, please. No, mate, come on.
I can't work like this.
I know, it's horrible. So Jish says the aircon guys will be here.
Yeah, and then he's left.
And then he's gone.
Because he doesn't want to sit in here because it's too hot.
Thanks for coming back in.
Well, you owe me one because this is unacceptable.
It is. Maybe we should take it in turns, okay? You stay in, do a bit. I'll be out. I'll come back in, do a bit.
So it's the Robin or George show.
Yeah, exactly. Caught up in your show. Robin Banks. Or.
George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
Hello, this is High FM.
Why are you saying it like that?
I need your help.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got an apology to make.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Because, you know, when you meet people and they've heard you on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out, yet again, that you're a horrible disappointment to a person.
Oh, that happens all the time. That's why I don't go out.
Yeah. I don't really want to go out ever again.
Hang on. Let me sit down for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got an apology to make because I'm horribly disappointing in person.
This could be anyone that you're apologising to.
Well, okay, yeah, let's make it a standard apology, but aimed particularly towards Jasmine and Aiden.
Jasmine and Aiden.
Yes, I went to a barbecue with them yesterday. Their lovely parents, Kim and Tarek, came to pick me up.
Hang on, so these are children?
Yes.
That's even worse.
I know, right? The absolute worst. And apparently, in the car on the way there, Kim was saying, guess who we're picking up?
Oh, no.
And they couldn't guess. And then they looked at me and went, nah, still don't know. That's fair enough. But the voice, they were, oh. And then they said, do the laugh.
Do the laugh.
And of course, I had nothing. I was like,
I wasn't there.
I did. I said, I need Robin. Robin's not here.
When are we picking up Robin? Are we picking up Robin next?
And then they got in trouble because they said a few times to me, do the laugh. Then they got in trouble with their mum. Don't say that to her.
Oh, no.
And I just felt horribly disappointed because I couldn't find anything to laugh at. And you know, the minute you panic.
Yeah.
You're done.
Okay, so Jasmine, Aiden, this is for you. Okay, watch this.
That's your face.
I know. You see, you needed me. Jasmine, Aiden, you needed me.
Where were you, Robin? You got to get
up. Get up. Go. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it up. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Oh, God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hello.
Robin and George.
Yeah.
You should have recognized the voice.
Ah, I know who this is.
So do okay. I.
Who is it?
I'm going to let you say who
this
it is.
This is the guy.
Come on, George. Give it a guess.
Oh, it's Itch Guy, is it?
Is it?
Itchy Guy.
Who's Itchy Guy?
Does it itch, George?
Does it itch? No, it's not Itchy Guy.
No. Really, I would have done that, but, you know, I was so nice.
You've met this guy.
Come on.
Come on, George.
And they've shot him already.
I can't believe you've forgotten about him.
Yeah. Oh, the one with the laughing shooting.
No.
It's getting a bit awkward now.
This is the guy who works for the government.
UFO dude.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, what are you doing?
You both should have saved the number, by the way.
Yeah, we have. I've got you on my phone.
Thank you.
In case of emergency.
My emergency is, could you make the little green men come and take Robin away? How are you?
I'm an Irish little green man! Woo! Woo! Hey!
Woo! Here we go. Wake up. I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Half of people don't tell their significant other what while they're at work.
The sheer amount of food they ate.
That is completely true, actually. You got it in one.
What donut? The sugar will rub your face.
It's hard to work in an office or wherever and not eat junk food. Someone brings in donuts in the morning. Somebody has sweets on their desk. James Everton brought in those, what was those crisps yesterday that he had?
What?
And then he went to do something, okay? And they were just going, hello, Robin.
Hello.
How are you?
How is he so thin?
He's so thin. And then there's the occasional birthday cake as well. But do you go home and tell your wife, your husband, about all the junk you ate? No, you don't. According to this, 47% of people say no, they keep it a secret. And 21% take it even further and lie about what they ate during the workday.
Is that the 21% have been put on a diet?
I am one of those 21%. My gut don't lie.
Debbie's had crisps, Debbie.
Robin Banks.
I don't get paid in raccoon pelts like you, but...
So this is a message that we got in that just says, it's my graduation.
From what?
From life. From this earth.
School of Hard Knocks. University of Life.
How old do you think this person is? Do you think this is like a 17-year-old?
I'm going to go 22.
Or is it graduating from primary school?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it could be that.
Hello.
Hello.
How old are you?
I am about 45.
45?
Yes.
We were really wrong. What are you graduating from?
No, I'm not. This is...
It's George! George is on the phone! Oh, they've gone!
But it was going so well!
That wasn't us, was it? He just realised he couldn't speak.
If you've got people to say, just mother.
It's too early, it's Sunday! I'm on the radio and everything! I can't do this! That's how we feel.
All the time.
That's what our podcast is like. I think that was a great link. Let's use that for the demo.
1, 2, 3
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
Hiya Fam.
You just got yourself a new dog, haven't you? Not in this country, but back in the UK.
Yeah, she's lovely.
8 weeks old.
Golden retriever called Poppy. Poppy the puppy.
Very big as well.
She's a big girl.
Very big.
Yeah.
A new study says dogs can talk to humans and we can understand them.
I think about certain things like food, but I'm not sure that it goes any deeper than that.
And women are better than men at interpreting barks.
Well, obviously.
Obviously, dogs only say a few different things.
Biscuit!
But a lot of people can tell what certain types of barks mean fairly reliably.
There he is. There's my little man. You okay?
Of course I met a lady tonight. This one was different. I have to be honest. Quite different. What? I'm lonely? I'm not lonely. I'm beloved by everyone in San Diego. Wow. You know how to cut to the core of me, Baxter. You're so wise. Come again. You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please. Huh? You pooped in the refrigerator. And you ate the whole wheel of cheese? How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Weekday mornings. Get on up.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Oman's
High
FM.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks and George Ryland. Are you still tired?
Yes, which apparently is making me even less attractive.
Oh, I read this. This is about beauty sleep, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
So these Swedes, right? It was in Sweden they did this research.
Stockholm Uni.
Took photos of people.
Yeah, so what they did is two consecutive nights of good sleep.
Yes.
Took pictures.
Yeah.
And then only let them have 4 hours sleep for two nights and took pictures again.
Strangers ranked them.
Yeah.
Of how attractive and unattractive they are.
And they went rapidly downhill.
Beauty sleep sounds like something Good Wives magazine made up in 1956 and put in a list of tips for women, like always make sure your husband has a hot meal, even if you go hungry, and jobs give you wrinkles.
But it's true though, because if you see someone looking tired, they don't look as good, do they?
No.
Like, for example, the last time I went to a party and I walked in and this dude just went, "You look tired."
Oh, translated as?
State of view, you look hideous. You shouldn't even leave your house. Look at you. No, don't look at you.
Yeah, all right, okay.
That's what it means though.
Get the picture.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.